If somebody by accident said Yalvayovoy, for example, when it wasn't Rosh Chodesh, it's not considered a hefsek. What does it mean it's not considered a hefsek? So the Mishnah explains it's not a hefsek, that he doesn't even have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. Well, surely not in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Mishnah Berurah brings, though, that most of the Acharonim holds not like that. And he holds that it's not better than talking something that has nothing to do with Shemoneh Esrei, middle of Shemoneh Esrei. And that we learned before, that one is supposed to go back to the beginning of the bracha, and the first three brachas, and the last three brachas, you have to go to the first of those three brachas. The Meister, he brings that the Chachayim Chayodim pass in that way, that when somebody says something from, let's say, Yalviyov Rosh Chodesh, when it's not Rosh Chodesh, he has to go back to the beginning of the bracha. When he brings that the Chachayim explains that that is something that's not at all shaykh for that day. For example, he says, Kozvenu, even though there's no ksiva this time of year, then that's definitely something not matim, or it says Yalviyov. Since Rosh Chodesh is there, that's Sheker Muchlot. So it's considered a hefsek. And that's the start of the beginning of the bracha. But we just said, Zochreinu L'chaim. You could always say Zochreinu L'chaim. Or you said, Atachon Antono. It's a nice tefillah. Even though it wasn't Nitkan then, but you didn't say something that's not Shaykh to Shemoneh Esrei. Maybe in such a case, he does not have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. Same thing that he said at the beginning of the Alev Yod. And he stopped before he got to the Rosh Chodesh. I said, it's also, it's a nice pakosha. Which is not true during the rest of the year. Let's just summarize what we saw. If somebody says some haskorah in or tefillah in the Shemoneh Esrei, which is not sheker, can be said that day, then he just continues davening afterwards. If he says something that is clearly not shaykh to this day, like Rosh Chodesh or Chosveinu, when it's not Rosh Chodesh, not a sense of mitshuva, Chatchilah should go back to the beginning of Tzei. If he did not do that, but the Eved, Mishnah Berurah brings a chayyim and says, and once he finishes the bracha, he can rely on the opinions that he does not have to go back to the beginning and just continue that.